You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
I've got you.
I just went to Frank Sinatra's website. Great bio on him there.
Well, it probably is.
I've got you under my
probably
skin.
Probably updated.
From the great Frank Sinatra. We are joined now by a couple of great former Wichita State baseball players, Arnie Baylor and Russ Moorman. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, I was just checking up, looking at the numbers for you guys again in your careers at Wichita State. Both of you were tremendous college baseball players. Arnie, you hit 6 home runs in your career. Russ hit about 900.
I was going to say, Russ had like 6 overnight. You started comparing our numbers, weren't it? You got the wrong guy.
Well, you were a defensive shortstop, a guy who also hit very well. But Russ Moorman in 1983 had a 1.367 OPS. That's almost unimaginable. So two great careers. And I'll start with you, Arnie. What was it like your years at Wichita State from 1984 through 86, playing a .314 career average and playing in such a tremendous program led by Gene Stephenson, who you guys are both going to be in town to honor this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it was phenomenal for me being a small town kid coming from Utah and coming out here to the big city, Wichita. You know, that was pretty cool to get to play Division I big-time baseball. And, you know, again, I'm not even close to the player that Russ and the All-American guys and a lot of the guys that came out of here. But, I had a lot of fun here for 3 years and got to make some, some great people and some great friends and get to learn. You know, Gene was real good for me and all of us of just letting us play the game. I know from when I got into pro ball and scouting and coaching that, when you got Wichita State guys, you always got a guy that knew how to play. And a lot of guys, show that by the guys that have played in the big leagues and the all-stars in the big leagues and all the All-Americans on the wall around here. But it was definitely an honor to get to come and play here from a small town and everything. And then the way they just let us play. Him and Brent did a great job of getting guys in here and teaching us and coaching us with all the coaches that we had come through here, did an outstanding job. And, guys like Russ and Phil and Penner and those guys that always were around to help us out because they were all out playing pro ball and they were always here to help us out was awesome too. So it was just a great dynamic.
Russ, I get, starting a program from scratch, that's always going to be an amazing achievement. But to me, having you guys and you later on, I guess, in about 82, as maybe the best team in the nation, like 3 years after the program was even started, that's amazing to me. How did that happen? How was a young coach with no facilities, barely a program, able to talk guys who had major league potential, you, Joe Carter, and others, into coming to Wichita State when they had basically nothing?
Well, I think the simple answer is that, Gene and Brent's ability to go out and some of the other staff members, through the different years to go out and evaluate talent and give a guy a chance and polish him up and give him a chance to play and see if they can move on after that. So, I mean, it's really a tribute to Gene and being able to go out and pull all these guys from all across the country to come in and become a cohesive, team and keep moving forward and players keep getting better. And, that's what it was all about for us. Everybody that showed up on that campus wanted to better themselves and see how much further they could go.
We're talking Shocker baseball with a couple of former Shockers, decorated Shockers, Arnie Baylor and Russ Moorman. Though they're from the same era, they were never teammates. Arnie played from 84 to 86, just after Russ had left in 1983. Arnie, you turned baseball into a very nice career. Played in the minor leagues, and then you were a coach and a manager in the minor leagues, and then a coach for three seasons with the Boston Red Sox. The knowledge you gained here at Wichita State, I would imagine, had a lot to do with your interest in becoming a coach and your ability to do that for so long.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's, you know, kind of what we talk about when we sit around with Gene and you know, and Brent and all these guys about how they just allowed us to play and they allowed us to learn the game. And as Russ said, they're polish us up. And that, you know, take a lot from those guys moving on and just allowing guys as I went through my years to play and see what they bring to the table and allow them to make mistakes. But then the work ethic that we learned while we were here was second to none. Of just getting on and off the field and getting around and the hustle and playing hard, which, you know, we had to do to compete. And like Russ said, everybody just came out, got after it every day. And, you know, they kind of set the tone around here for, you know, they put the torch up there for all of us to kind of carry on. And, you know, it's nice. I keep talking to you the way you keep telling me about my decorated career. Russ, you guys have a great career, right?
Hey,
you could be my agent.
I'm a sports writer. I don't need to pay that much attention to facts, man.
You got to work on your metrics a little bit.
Russ, even though, you know, these teams were incredibly talented, was there just an us-against-the-world mentality early on? Did Gene and Brent, were they guys that just were forces of personality and just kind of made you buy into their vision?
Well, I don't know about the, you know, forcing us. I think the guys that were already there in place before I even stepped foot on the campus, you know, helped lead the way and showed us the way, you know, with Phil and Charlie and, you know, guys like that. My roommate, Eric Zomberg, you know, big time names and all guys that was like, you know, hey, you got to pull the same rope with us or go in the same direction. We got places we want to go and do, and we got championships to win. And, you know, and so, you know, and I can't tell you how much from in the 82 season, just because I was DHing, I was sitting in the dugout every, you know, almost probably 90% of the time, of how much by osmosis of learning the game and learning, you know, different tactics and learning how guys were going to try to pitch people. And, it, you know, I just gained a wealth of knowledge in that just that time, that first year of being there.
Talking with Arnie Baylor and Russ Moorman, former Shockers, Gene Stephenson being honored at a banquet tomorrow night down at the Drury Broadview. And then Saturday at halftime will formally be inducted into the Shockers Sports Hall of Fame. I got a question for Russ, but first I want to mention your numbers from the 1983 season. And don't be embarrassed, Russ. You batted 439 in 71 games. You had 255 at-bats, 112 hits. You scored 99 runs and drove in 105 runs. Your slugging percentage was .831. You also stole 40 bases, if you're keeping track of that.
Those are almost good as Arnie's numbers that year.
The whole career, forever.
Tell us what it's like, Russ, to be that good, if you don't mind. I mean, those are just silly numbers.
You know, I was actually very fortunate. I sat behind the best hitter, and I had a really good hitter that behind me was Charlie O'Brien. So the 3-4-5 slots were, you know, it was an amazing set of three hitters together. And, you know, I learned so much from those two, you know, in terms of not only preparation, but just how people tried to do pitch sequences and how they were trying to get people out at certain, you know, certain times of the game. And, you know, it's fun to come to the park when you know you've got a really good chance to win, too. And, you know, that's what we felt is every time we stepped on the field that not only were we going to win, but we were going to try to, you know, we kind of had like in our minds the 10-run rule. As we're not only we're going to beat you, but we're going to beat you by 10 runs. And when you have, it makes you much more aggressive. And, you know, in terms of the things you do on a base pass, how you compete against people, and that was how I learned to play from them.
Oh, and by the way, you pitched in the 6 1/3 innings and gave up only one run that year. So it's just a crazy. I appreciate your modesty, but my goodness, Jeff.
Arnie, I know you've been out kind of doing your own thing, but how heartened are you to see the relationship between Gene and the program kind of beginning to repair itself here? And what do you guys all have planned for the weekend when Gene's going into the Hall of Fame on Saturday?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing because of what he's done so much around here and how he brought it to where it is and where it's been and where it's at to just national prominence. So I think it's great that things are going good and getting back on track around here. And I'm just looking forward to seeing a lot of the guys. I haven't been back here in 21 years, so I've been real fortunate, and baseball's been, as they say, pretty good to me, and had a really good ride over there with Boston and stuff. So, and, I got to be around Russ a little bit along the way, and we got to know each other pretty well together 1 year. We were on the staff together, so over there in Boston. So I'm looking forward to just getting back and seeing a lot of the old friends and a lot of old teammates and guys that were around here, because, I haven't seen a lot of the guys in a long time. And I've been kicking around here all day with Terry Elliott, and we've just been kind of catching up and throwing old names around and things and having a good time. So, I'm just looking forward to that, but I think it's great that things are starting to work out, get better in the recognition and things that he deserves.
Arnie Baylor. Hey, Arnie, I wanted to ask you about your career as a coach and a manager. You were with the New Orleans franchise this past season. That's not going to be the case in 2019. Of course, Wichita is going to inherit the New Orleans AAA franchise in 2020. Their owner, Lou Schweckheimer, will become the majority owner of the Wichita franchise. You've been with him for a while, not only in New Orleans, but in Pawtucket. What can Wichitans expect from Lou and his organization?
Very professional system. Lou's awesome. One of the best people I've been around, as Russ was with him also in Pawtucket. So he can speak to that too. And just a great guy that, he's all about baseball. He's all about, doing what's right for the community, getting out in the community. And it's been a pleasure to be around him all the years I've been around him. And I think it's a great product that he'll bring in here, and he'll put together and get with some people and get out and about. And they plan to do that in New Orleans, and it just didn't work out with the dynamic there. But I know with you guys getting a new stadium here and coming in with everything, that they'll do the things right. They built the Red Sox there in Pawtucket from nothing into a place where it was great to go to the ballpark there. It was a lot of fun, a lot of people, and in an old place. And I can just imagine what they're going to do in a new place here, and with the crowd around here and the baseball people around. It should be exciting and just a great group. So you guys should look forward to that. And he's very dynamic, very exciting guy. And I can't find anything bad to say about him. That's for sure. He's been really good to me.
You have a gig for 2019 yet?
No, I'm still working on it, I guess, as they would say. I don't know if I'm from what I get told, I'm overqualified and maybe just too old right now. I don't know. I don't know how this is turning or what's going, but I've had a few phone calls, had a few interviews. Things haven't worked out yet. Well, hopefully something will come down the road here, and I won't have to sit home all summer. We'll see what happens.
And Russ, before I let you guys go, you mentioned that you were the roommate of Eric Sonberg, and I want to see if you validate an opinion I have. Okay, Russ?
Okay.
I think if Eric Sonberg had remained healthy, he would have been a guy we're still talking about today as a major league pitcher. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. I mean, the surgery that he ended up having that wired his, basically wired his shoulder back in, cut so much of his velocity off, and he still knew how to get people out with what he had, but he was just, he would be a guy that we would still be talking about, probably, that was pitching, because he just had some phenomenal stuff, and really, you didn't really see guys that can have four pitches and could pitch like him and have the ability and the control like him. And that's why the Dodgers fell in love with him, as a left-hander that had the talent that he had, and unfortunately got hurt. And it's short-circuited his career in baseball.
Is he back for the weekend? Do you get either of you guys know?
I can confirm that I have talked to him, and he's supposed to be traveling. And I have not got a text that he left yet, but he was supposed to be coming back, yes.
Okay, great. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to the former Shockers who helped build this program, and we got a couple of them for you here, and Arnie Baylor and Russ Mormon. Thanks, guys, for being on the show.
All right.
Thanks. Anytime, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
You bet, Russ. Take care.
All right.
You too, Bob. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Russ Mormon, Arnie Baylor. I could talk to those former Shockers all day long, couldn't you?
Well, yeah, they're it's just especially from that era when the numbers and the accomplishments were just insane. What'd they go that year in 82, like 70-6 or something?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
They just were loaded with talent, and they were loaded with talent from the very first year. They didn't have a great record the first year, but they had I think they were 43-30 the very first year. But they were Gene and Brent, and well, Brent wasn't there at that time, but Gene was able to attract Larry Groves from Shawnee Mission West High School, who was bar none the best high school player in the state of Kansas, not even close. And he came to Wichita State, where they didn't even have a program.
Right, and the next year they were 65-15, and then just off to the races, 73-14 the year 1982, a record that will never come down because they don't play that many games anymore.
I covered the first Wichita State game ever after Gene resurrected the program at McAdams Park, believe it or not.
It's crazy.
Back in a moment, we'll talk Shocker basketball with Paul Sullentrop. He is with Strategic Communications. We got to find a better thing to say about Paul. He writes about the Shockers for the Roundhouse at GoShockers.com. Back in a moment.